This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. When the Cuyahoga River caught fire 50 years ago, it helped spark an environmental movement in America. However, there was little coverage and no known photographic evidence of the actual blaze. A photo that appeared in a 1969 Time magazine article is often attributed to the fire. For the latest in our series, Watershed, I take a look at the power of photography and how it shaped our understanding of the burning river. It's a beautiful, cool morning when Ian Adams and I take a walk along the Cuyahoga. As a professional nature photographer, Adams has a keen eye and some incredible stories. Like the time he scrambled up to a remote lookout point over the river, all for the perfect shot of icicles.
And I had the most hair-raising hike imaginable for a quarter of a mile in the dead of winter along the edge of the frozen Cuyahoga River, scrambling over boulders and ice. At some point, if you missed, you'd slide straight down into the river.
Pictures like this tell the beauty of the Cuyahoga. But 50 years ago, photographers were telling a different kind of story. It was August 1969, nearly 2 months after the last fire on the river, when much of the world outside Ohio was introduced to the Cuyahoga, all through the drama of one photograph. In the black and white image, unnatural flames lap against a fireboat near the end of the so-called Crooked River in Cleveland. That famous picture was in Time magazine. The only problem? It was from a different fire 17 years earlier in 1952. Bill Barrow with the Cleveland Memory Project at Cleveland State University says the Cuyahoga caught fire about a dozen times before 1969.
So when 69 came along, it was kind of like such an everyday thing, nobody even took a picture of the 69 fire while it was happening.
Barrow and his colleagues have cataloged thousands of images and press clippings telling the city's history.
And so now in the last 50 years, while people have been looking for photos of the fire, they've had to settle for pictures of earlier fires.
Such was the case for the Time article in 69 that called the Cuyahoga River so toxic it, quote, oozed rather than flowed. With language so vivid, it's no wonder the magazine chose the dramatic photo of the 52 fire.
Its caption, you know, boat caught in flaming Cuyahoga. What they didn't include in the caption was this is not the 1969 fire. This is the 1952 fire.
That's Ari Rosser with the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. She says without a clear caption, people assume the massive fire was a current photo.
The whole story of the fire got a bit garbled with this Time magazine article.
Pulling out her own copy of the 50-year-old magazine she bought off eBay, Rosser flips back the 40 or so pages to get to the story. In addition to the unlabeled fire photo, there's a photo of then-Cleveland Mayor Carl Stokes holding a press conference on the banks of the Cuyahoga the day after the 69 fire.
So I think this picture of him with, you know, microphones right in his face, that's like Carl Stokes all over. That this is how that became a national story. And the fact that they chose this image just, I think, amplified the story.
The attention of the Cuyahoga River catching fire is widely considered a catalyst for curbing pollution and leading to the passage of the Federal Clean Water Act in 1972.
Why did a couple paragraphs in the back of an issue in Time magazine from 1969 like have such power for 50 years?
One reason, Rosser thinks, could be the cover story of that August issue of Time magazine.
Scandal, scandal, scandal.
Nowhere is the Cuyahoga or environmentalism mentioned. Instead, it's a black and white picture of a young Ted Kennedy just after the Chappaquiddick car crash that left a young woman dead.
Everybody read it, and this is kind of where people who didn't live in the Cleveland area started to understand about the Cuyahoga River fire.
The national attention helped fuel the idea that Cleveland really was the so-called mistake on the lake.
So I think that just has annoyed Clevelanders for 50 years. And I think a lot of what's going on with the celebration this year is to try to tell a different story of the river.
I get a firsthand look of how the story has changed as wildlife photographer Jim Retzel leads me through waist-high grass to one of his favorite birding spots along the river.
So that's a female red-winged blackbird right there. She just flew out with food in her mouth.
With decades behind a telephoto lens as long as an arm, Retzel has photographed everything from fall leaves changing along the river to intimate butterfly migrations.
Everywhere you go, people are bragging up the river, and good.
What better way to tell that story than through a camera lens? You can find more watershed stories, including a look at the current state of our waterways, at WKSU.org. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.